From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Just as the new year begins, there's Global Fest. The World Music Festival takes place in New York City's Webster Hall. Just one night, 12 bands. And unlike most music festivals, this isn't about seeing old favorites. It's a festival of discovery. Even my astute world music guests today, Banning Air of Afropop Worldwide and Rob Weisberg of WFMU's Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise, knew only a few of these groups. Today on All Songs Considered, it's the morning after, and we talk about the dozen bands we saw the night before. And a reminder, over the next week or so, we'll put most of those 12 shows from Global Fest online at nprmusic.org. We begin with Banning Air, and I asked him and Rob Weisberg what defined Global Fest this year.
I saw less of something that's been a big pattern in recent years, which is kind of taking some traditional or authentic form of music and combining it with electronic beats and making it into some sort of modern hybrid. We saw a little bit of that here, but less. There was more authenticity of style. Salsa, reggae, Colombian music, Creole music from Louisiana. There was, I saw a little bit more of a sort of reversion to actual genres of world music as opposed to these more experimental hybrids.
And for me, a whole lot of bands I'd never even heard of, none of them who I'd ever seen. Yeah.
That's for sure. And I think that's been a trend with Global Fest in general the last few years. Yeah. It's more about introducing bands than promoting existing stars.
The first couple of years, yes, there were more. I went back and looked, and there were many more sort of recognizable names of artists who are sort of middle level on the circuit, such as it is. And there was actually a little bit of almost grumbling among people like, gee, who, we don't really know anybody in the lineup this year.
That's what excited me.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yes, and it's sort of same for me. And so that did make it intriguing, yes.
And the place was packed, too. So clearly the concept works.
People more people came this year than last, from what I understand. And so the evening starts out with Alif.
Yeah, the evening starts out with Alif Naba, who no one has heard of, and I don't even know that there's a CD.
The Prince of...
The Barefoot Prince,
the Barefoot,
yes.
Prince,
he's kind of a singer-songwriter act from Burkina Faso that the set begins.
Tell people where Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso, this is West Africa, right next door to Mali, the amazing music powerhouse of world music. But Burkina Faso, we've seen relatively little, almost none, in fact, on the kind of world stage. So this guy, lovely voice, very, very dynamic presence on stage, starting out in a kind of this kind of acoustic chanteur sort of mode that's very popular among African artists these days. Very nice voice. And then when the band kicks in, really great kind of acoustic Afropop, but with kicking rhythm, really an interesting act.
And we have a little more. Let's listen to some of that kora player. Was quite beautiful, too. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with a kora player and a gorgeous voice like that. This is Alif
Naba.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Alif Naba, what was great about this festival, it's freezing cold outside. You're in one gorgeous space, Webster Hall, three spaces. You walk up and down these marble stairs. I had a cutout of Alif, not because I didn't like him, but in order to see, and I did see all the dozen bands. I don't know about if you all made it to most.
Yeah, I made it to all of them, too. So
I don't know where he went other than it was really beautiful and I liked it, but I ran to see something that I actually didn't think I was going to like. Rob Weisberg, you saw Caravan Palace.
Right. That was kind of my feeling. I mean, they're the one exception to Banning's thesis at the top. They are Beats Plus. And in Europe, there's this huge thing of Beats. And it's sort of Beats Plus gypsy music to Eastern European music. And they're kind of working gypsy, quote unquote, the jazz manouche, gypsy jazz side from Django Reinhardt's tradition that's so big, especially in France where they're from. And they are so big. They're like number four best-selling artists in France doing sort of novelty a few years ago. And now, I mean, that's how big it's gotten. And in fact, I think there's a little bit of pushback. And if I heard them just on CD, out of that type of music, they would not have been the group I would have chosen. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a little bit straight up for my taste.
Starts out with a DJ playing, and then clarinetist comes in, a violinist comes in. You see the nice rhythm guitarist, that Django style guitar.
Right, that whole thing. They kind of turn it into like a big disco party.
Let's give a listen to something. This will be from a CD of Caravan Palace.
Everybody was getting into it in the ballroom. They were kind of perfect, made for Global Fest act that just kind of projects from the stage. And I think, yeah, they got the crowd going.
The singer with the fishnet stockings.
Fishnet shoes,
yes,
very
and
charming.
A lot of shtick, almost cabaret sort of stuff.
I think what made it for me was that the players were really good. I think that's where it could have gone from shtick to, whatever. But that's what drew me in. I thought the clarinetist especially was a fave of mine.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun, and I would never have recommended them just off CD, but now having seen them, I'd say, really great band to go see. So they kind of scored perfect at Global Fest.
I'm going to just say that my favorite thing last night was seeing this Vietnamese guitar player. His name is Nguyen Le, and he played this, I think it was a Parker electric guitar, just this gorgeous, very expensive guitar.
Definitely.
And next to him was a beautifully dressed woman from Japan, who is a koto player.
Mm-hmm.
The koto was about the size of a raft, you know.
Yeah.
it was about an 8-foot koto, and who knew how it was going to sound? And then, of course, on the other side was the tabla player.
Yeah,
of course, was the tabla player. Yeah, right. And
so you had India, Japan, and Vietnam meeting in this kind of experimental context in Paris. And I must say I've never heard a koto played that way. The stuff she was doing on all the strumming. And
yeah, she was rocking.
She was rocking.
I think he's an interesting character, Nguyen Le. He's a jazz-trained guitarist. He's a jazz guitarist, but he always works these kind of multicultural collaborations. But as Banning was saying, using instruments in different ways. And this is actually his Asian project. It's the name of the project, Sayuki, refers to a book this medieval book written by a Chinese author about a journey to the West, which the West actually refers to India. But I think the name has sort of a double meaning because it also talks about him, you know, the way he works Western European influence together with, you know, both his own Vietnamese, but also, like I said, often bringing in other musicians from other musical traditions. And it was very interesting to see this guy who has never played here. This was a really nice Global Fest debut.
His guitar intro in this kind of rolling 12-8 feel with this really hard-hitting, fast, edgy guitar that sounded to me, it sounded like African music. I have to say, I think this guy's in his Paris life heard some West African guitarists and worked that into his sound as well.
Does anyone know if this is a project yet that is on a CD?
Yes, there's a CD of the same name, Sayuki. So it's the group and the project.
And, yep. And Sayuki is Sayuki.
Yes.
I love this. I gotta hear more.
Yeah, it came out last year. It's quite an interesting CD, yeah.
I dashed up to the ballroom out of this crazy, somewhat delicate, but rock and music, and went and saw Uriah Heep.
Yes, exactly.
Now.
with costumes.
Oh, I have to say, I was very partial to Namgar.
Namgar is who we're talking about. I'm sorry.
She's a Buryat singer. She's a Buryat singer. Buryatia is kind of on the far extreme edges, fringes of the Russian Federation, southern Siberia. It borders both Mongolia and China, the village that she comes from. And the traditional music is sort of similar to Mongolian music. You have instruments like the horsehead fiddle, the Mourn Horror, they play in Mongolia. Also, the zither, she plays a zither called a yatagan. And basically, her thing is mixing up the traditional music with rock and roll. Her husband from Moscow, who clearly is into 70s metal, Uriah Heep, Deep Purple, who are still popular in Russia, has kind of taken her in that direction the last few years. But I got a kick out of it. It was quite a spectacle. She had her hair in this crazy, sparkly, almost Princess Leia do, and
beyond that,
there were basically wings. I mean, they were an extension.
Yes.
It was something that I would think Bjork would be inspired to see.
Yeah,
and she did have a hell of a voice.
She has a good voice, and it's kind of funny, though, because I met her and talked to her in person. She has a very sweet, kind of light voice in person, but they kind of built it out. I get a kick out of it. Most of their kind of big bombastic songs are actually these Buryat traditional dance songs called yokors that they've just basically revved up. And I know it was a lot of fun to see them live. And they actually, you know, the crowd was a little bemused, but people stuck with them up there in the ballroom, which is a big room, you know, and I thought they did okay.
I did too. I had a great time watching them. Let's give a listen to a little bit of Namgar. That's Namgar. I'm here with Banning Air. I'm here with Rob Weisberg, and we're talking about Global Fest that was in New York City at Webster Hall. And this is the 7th Global Fest. The thing about Global Fest, 3 stages, 1 location, you hop from place to place, and then you see Namgar, something like this, where they, you know, I think they must have got 12 people from the Siberian region on a plane over to do this in costume. It was amazing. And then you go down to this little room, low ceiling from this huge ballroom, and you wind up seeing a Cajun Zydeco player playing accordion and fiddle, and a really tight band, one of the best, God, this sounds so silly to say, but one of the best washboard players I've ever heard.
That is true.
That guy was just amazing with the big dreadlocks. And
Yeah.
What a treat this was. So let's talk about Cedric Watts in a minute, Banning.
Well, he comes from East Texas, and he's African American, and so he's playing Cajun Creole music with this African awareness. I mean, I was really struck by this one song where he talked about African religions coming to the New World, which you don't normally hear being talked about at Cajun shows. And they did this long section where it was the percussionist and the washboard player and everybody singing. And this, like you say, the crazy polyrhythmic stuff the washboard guy was playing was just knocking me out.
Yeah.
And I thought this is really nice, you know, because it was very down home and it was packed in there. People were digging it.
Yeah.
You could not move.
Let's listen and see if it gets you moving. This is Cedric Watson.
Woo!
Mais c'est la belle musique de Bijou Creole. Et c'est la bonne musique de Bijou Creole qui va vous faire danser. C'est Bijou Creole qui va vous faire chanter. C'est Bijou Creole.
Cedric Watson, and he went from fiddle to squeeze box. Had a good voice. I like that band. That was fun.
Yeah.
Let's go another extreme. We go from this small location, go back to the ballroom again a little later that night, and there was a salsa band, New York-based salsa band. Who wants to talk about La Excelencia?
Yeah.
Well, they you want to do that, Benny?
They were excellent. They were just totally kicking. And they play what they call salsa dura, which is it means strong, tough.
I see.
They're not into the glitz. There's no costumes. They make
That's
a point
right.
about
That's
the fact that they don't do costumes. They don't do, you know, romantica. It's
yeah.
it's they have. There's apparently a lot of political content in their lyrics, but I didn't necessarily catch that from what I saw. But I could feel it because it was kicking. It was just driving, no nonsense, salsa dura. It was very exciting. People were loving it.
Yeah, it's often the music that I run a little away from. I didn't last night. I love watching all the people on the dance floor of the ballroom. A lot of people into the dancing. And then I just love watching the rhythms and the horns just driving this beat constantly forward. Really, really powerful.
Yeah, the level of musicianship for a band like that is really high, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
tight
yeah.
is...
Oh, yeah. 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 That's required. You don't even get in the door if you're not that.
Let's give a listen to some of La Alexi...
Excelencia.
Thank you.
Ana
So they're from New York City, and my tongue is tied. Well, let me just say that we'll put most of these concerts online for you to hear. Last year's Global Fest is still online for you to hear, and so is our conversations from last year when we came excited away from that one. So this is the seventh one. I hope to do this every year because the best part of Global Fest is not looking down the list and saying, oh, great, I get to see them. It's, I don't know any of these bands, but this could be fun. Just knowing the people who put it on, these are the folks from Joe's Pub and, you know, people who really know and love music, who really dig deep to find something that's not necessarily popular or known here, but musicians that really can really play.
And sometimes you get a nice heads up about who the next big thing is going to be. That's right. I guess, the hope.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Nice way to start the year. Where are we heading next?
I don't know. La Cumbiamba NEA, maybe,
okay,
we want to talk about. They also played the ballroom. I mean, now, here's a case. This is a band that I knew. Most of the band is, the core of the band are Colombian kids who are living here in New York, who got very into the coastal roots music of Colombia, which kind of mixes traditions of African and indigenous music and Spanish traditions kind of all together.
And theatrical.
And they're very theatrical. They put on a good show. But now they started off mainly as kind of a street band playing traditional flutes called gaitas, and then also a little bit of a brass band setup. But they've gradually kind of built up this full 12-piece dance band lineup, and this is what they put on display at Global Fest. And this was a great moment, I think, for them. For them, it was like a big coming out, hoping to kind of get out there onto the circuit. And they're really lively, a lot of fun. I thought they also got the crowd going nicely. They
Absolutely.
Had a really good night.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. There was a sweetness about it, almost this innocence, because there was all this beautiful folk dancing worked into it, and it was lovely.
There was some kind of candle dance at the beginning.
Well, they danced through the crowd at one point and had a big conga line going. The guys the stage. Yeah. It was lovely.
Good. Yeah.
Let's give a listen.
How's everybody doing? We need your help, because this is a party and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
That's right.
So we really need you to clap and have fun with us. Ay, sí, pero morena, amor es sagrado. Desde que te viene el pueblo, Teresa, todo es más lindo y mejor. Desde que te viene el pueblo, Teresa, todo es más lindo y mejor. Hasta el pecho me palpita, Teresa, como el cuero del tambor. Hasta el pecho me palpita, Teresa, como el cuero del tambor. Color de jazmine, provoca mi anhelo. Color de jazmine, provoca mi anhelo. Y de tu jardín quisiera, Teresa, ser tu jardinero. Y de tu jardín quisiera, Teresa, ser tu jardinero.
Hey! Actually, it's kind of interesting. I said they started off in kind of this, the more street band, more acoustic, purely traditional style, and now this is kind of more of an electric dance band. And their new CD, which is coming out, their second CD, is really highlighting the dance band style, including the African influence pop, champeta, which you hear in Colombia, which you really don't, most Americans don't know that well, and I think it's going to be really fun to hear that from them on CD. And the their Global Fest performance was kind of a little bit of a little bit of a preview of what people are going to be hearing from La Cumbiamba more in the future.
That's great. And then the evening ended with a reggae band, but it wasn't. I mean, on one level, if you just walked down there and had your eyes closed, you'd say, you know, this sounds like a really great Western reggae band. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah,
but it wasn't.
Yeah, they were kind of the sound is this a little bit of a throwback to roots reggae, you know, a Marley kind of feeling, and simple, straightforward songs, not dub, not dancehall, classic reggae. But the singer Meta and the Cornerstones is the name of the band. It's a New York based band, and he's from Senegal. But he sings in English. You wouldn't know that, although if you were listening for it, you would notice perhaps that there's a kind of a keening edge to his vocal that if you knew he was Senegalese, you would say, oh, that makes sense, but you wouldn't hear it otherwise. But boy, nice songs, great voice,
yeah.
Kicking band, you know. I mean, you know, reggae's been around forever. It's been done every way. But boy, those guys made it sound fresh.
Yeah, well, it was a white drummer, yeah.
Yeah, right? and guitarists.
And guitarists. One fairly dreaded long hair. The other very short hair, looked like he could have lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was definitely the eclectic presentation, yeah. Shall we say.
Reggae is also, it's huge in Africa, isn't it, Banning?
That's right.
That you know well. But they do sort of the old school kind of Marley type thing, which is also quite huge.
That's
there.
Right. That's more yeah. what seems to really translate over there. Marley is just so iconic.
And still.
Yeah, still. Forever. We will not outlive it.
Good to know. There was one moment, though, and we'll put the whole concert online for you to hear, but there was one moment where, for whatever reason, maybe because he was playing so hard, but the drummer's pedal for his kick drum broke, and he got up, and he walked off stage to go fix it, and the singer, who just had this fantastic stage presence, said, "We don't need to waste no time. Here's an idea." And he just looked at the guitar player to his right, and the guitar player started playing this beautiful, beautiful riff. All the rhythm was all in his fingers, and it was just the singer and this guitar player. And though the band was fantastic, and there's no insult to the band, I just want to go out on this really just gorgeous, gorgeous piece of music. And this is from Meta and the Cornerstones, Senegalese reggae band. And thanks, Banning Air, for doing this.
Thank you.
Rob Weisberg, you want to plug your show?
Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise, Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, WFMU.
Yeah, and I'll plug my show, too, Afropop Worldwide, on 103 public stations across the country and at afropop.org.
Fantastic. Great sources for good music. A great way to start the year. I like this. This is a new tradition. This is our second year doing this, seventh year for Global Fest. And I'll see you next year.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I said, I, Layla, like to say time.
I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Not easy to say goodbye. First time in your life. You're facing a deadline, yeah. Pressure in your mind. Emotions we don't know how to hide, yeah. Not easy to describe. Oh, wondering what's outside. Who knows if it's gonna be a long ride? I say, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Without heart, we're nothing. I say, without heart, we're nothing. Your mouth is full of words and you cannot say nothing. You just hold on. You just hold on and kept it in your heart. Excited journey, dream promised to take me there. I said, and I shouldn't be afraid. The more we go, the more we learn. I say, where do we go from here? I say, where do we go from here? Without heart, we nothing. I say, without heart, we nothing. These are the words, question we ask. Is it ever gonna change? Where is those people in your life? I say, when you out of balance, we don't need much, just a little bit to survive. I say, justice gotta be done. I say, time goes by, seems like we forgot some names, some places, but their faces still linger in our soul. Between sunrise, moonrise, I had to center myself, follow that arrow, destination reality. Yeah. They say, you can't never go back, and home will never leave you. I say, where do we go from here? I say, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I say, without heart, we nothing. Without heart, we nothing. Where? I say, where? Without heart, we nothing. Yes, without heart, we nothing.